走进社区，接通国际，一起 online 协进连线。
欢迎收听协进连线。今日我哋嘅节目有 Jazz， 佢邀请咗 Be My Eyes 嘅创办人 Hans Weber 上嚟同我哋分享一下 Be My Eyes 呢一个应用程式。
Hi everyone, it gives me great pleasure today to have the opportunity to speak with Hans Weber, who is the founder of the mobile app Be My Eyes. This app helps blind people's everyday things via a smartphone.So, Hans, thanks for joining us. So, let's start by telling us more about Be My Eyes.
And it's a very simple app. If you are a blind person, you can launch the app and tap one button, and then we will find a volunteer speaking the same language as you do. And we will make a live video connection between the blind person and a sighted volunteer. And this means that you as a blind person can be in your kitchen and you have a bottle of something in front of you and you want to know what it is. And then you point your phone at this bottle and the volunteer can describe what it is. And you can say, okay, what's the expiry date or how many minutes does this need to be in the microwave oven or what is my washing machine telling me right now? Or I have dropped something on the floor. Can you help me find it or something like that?
Be My Eyes 是一个很简单的手机应用程式，它会将健视人士和视障人士以视频的形式配对，令到健视的朋友可以成为视障人士的眼睛，协助他们的日常生活，例如是告诉视障人士听这一样食物是几时过期等等。
So tell us what actually motivated and inspired you to create Be My Eyes and how did you get started and how did you get the word out and let more people know about the app?
Well, that's some very good questions. My motivation for starting it is that I'm visually impaired myself. I have 1 degree vision on one eye and that is slowly disappearing. So that's a good motivation for creating something that can help you later on. And the way we, I was working for the Danish National Federation for the Blind. Doing that work, I came up with this idea and I know a lot of blind people here in Denmark and so on. But I'm not technical at all myself. So I had to find some people to work together with on this idea. And I was lucky to find a group of people who thought it was a good idea and wanted to help me. And then, in 2015, we managed to launch the app. And then you asked me how we spread the word. And that is, for me, kind of a fascinating story in itself, because we did raise some money to develop, but we didn't really have any money for promoting or marketing. But we were extremely lucky that we got so much press from day one. Because apparently nobody has done this before, and it seems to be kind of a cute story that everybody wants to kind of tell. So we got a whole bunch of interviews, both in radio and television and so on. And as soon as we got the thing up and running and our volunteers experienced how the feeling was when they were helping people and when blind people were starting to use it, they also start to talk about it on Facebook and Twitter and so on. So suddenly we were all over the places.
点解 Hans 会无端端去研发 Be My Eyes 呢一个应用程式呢？系因为其实佢自己本身都系一位视障人士，而佢嘅视力咧都开始慢慢去退化啦。所以佢想研发呢一个应用程式去帮助自己之余，更帮助到其他嘅视障人士， 当阿 Hans 同佢嘅团队去提出 Be My Eyes 呢个应用程式嘅諗法嘅时候呢，其实佢嘅团队都觉得好有意思，所以就同佢齐心合力去研发呢一个应用程式啦。至于各大传媒呢，都觉得呢一件事好新奇，所以呢都纷纷去报道，令到呢一个 Be My Eyes 嘅应用程式呢喺短短时间呢已经传开去啦。
And I'm wondering why this app is appealing for people then?
Well, if we start with the users, I think it is appealing because if you are blind, you adjust to being blind and you kind of, if there's no one around, then and you kind of wait till someone comes around and you're kind of used to that. But now you can actually, within 20 seconds, you can get a pair of eyes. And if you drop something on the floor, you don't have to crawl around on the floor searching for it. Now you can actually just step a few step away and take your phone and kind of see where it is and go and pick it up. The volunteers, they are only signing up because they want to help, and they are only picking up exactly your call because they are available. So you're not disturbing anyone. And for the volunteers, it is a super convenient way to volunteer. I feel that basically every person is helpful and want to help, but they also have a busy life. So, but with Be My Eyes, you can sign up to be a volunteer. And then if you have time and you get the call, you can say yes. If you are busy, you just ignore the notification and someone else will pick it up. So it is a really convenient way to be a volunteer.
点解呢个应用程式会咁受欢迎呢？对于视障人士来讲，就是可以方便到他们的日常生活。好像是如果当视障人士跌了东西的时候，他就可以开了这个应用程式，找义工呢帮他手，告诉他听那样东西跌了在哪里，那就可以很快地执到了。变相视障人士在日常生活中就不需要经常去打扰他们的朋友，帮他们看东西或者是执东西。至于对于义工来讲，其实很多人都很有爱心，但是他们都有他日常要做的事，可能会很忙碌，但是这个应用程式呢就可以给他们很方便地透过网上去帮助别人，随时随地都可以做义工。
Earlier you mentioned before you are a visually impaired person yourself, so do you use the app yourself?
I do.
How do you find it?
I have been traveling a lot would be my eyes, and when I'm in a hotel and I'm about to check out, then I always drop something on the floor or forget a charger so I use Be My Eyes to make sure that I have everything. And also sometimes if I'm out shopping, I have a really hard time finding the right stuff. And then I sometimes use Be My Eyes to help me if I cannot find a real person.
Hans 作为一位视障人士同埋呢一个应用程式嘅创办人，其实佢都经常有用呢个应用程式嘅。例如系去旅行或者去买嘢嘅时候，去旅行嘅时候佢会透过呢一个应用程式，等啲义工话俾佢听，佢究竟仲有冇嘢留咗喺酒店啦。而买嘢嘅时候呢，义工就可以话俾佢听嗰啲货品摆咗喺咩位置。
Any future plan of developing the app?
We would really like to be able to support blind people who are trying to get a job or who has a job. And we are developing something we call Be My Eyes for Work, where you can get assistance while you are at work, but in a kind of a closed system, so you don't share any information that are not supposed to be shared outside the company and so on. And also, we try to bring, this is something I personally have been working on the last 2 months, bring more and more blindness organizations on board. And of course, also education. We have a super interesting little startup in India who is providing education for blind people, and they are partly using the Be My Eyes platform, and we would very much like to look more into how we can assist or help blind people get the skills that they need. And my dream is that we can, in the future, we can kind of connect blind people to each other. So you can teach me how to learn Braille, or I can teach you something on the iPhone, or something like that. That would be kind of a dream in the beginning, but we are not there yet. But that would be kind of my dream.
对于 Be My Eyes 的发展，其实 Hans 都有几个目标。第一就是希望可以帮助正在求职或者已经投身工作的视障人士。Be My Eyes 的义工可以成为视障人士在工作上的助理。另外 ,Hans 都希望可以邀请更多的视障机构去加入 Be My Eyes 这个平台。至于在教育方面 ,Hans 都希望可以协助视障人士去提升他们各方面的技能。长远来讲 ,Hans 希望将世界各地的视障人士连结在一起，大家互相学习。
The ideas and your plan sounds really great. I guess especially for your idea that you would like to help blind people in terms of in their work. You know, when I was a secretary in a bank, you know, I was not able to do stuff like handling my boss travel expenses reimbursement because I was not able to read the written receipts. So unfortunately, this task had to pass to my colleague. But I guess with the future development of Be My Eyes, maybe the app or the volunteer could help me sort this out. You know, as a blind person yourself, your experience actually motivated you to create an app and help the blindness community. Can you actually say something, you know, to our members who are visually impaired to encourage them, you know, to contribute to the blindness community or even to pursue their dreams?
One thing I will say, though, is that for me, having a team around my idea and has been absolutely amazing. And without my team, I would never have succeeded in making Be My Eyes do anything. If you have an idea, don't be afraid to share it with some good friends and make sure you have a team around your idea.
Hans 咧非常之感恩佢有一个咁好嘅团队咧，去帮助佢一齐去研发呢个 Be My Eyes 嘅应用程式。而喺呢一度咧，佢都好想去鼓励视障朋友，当你哋有你哋嘅想法嘅时候咧，都不妨同身边嘅朋友多啲去分享，因为佢哋可能就系可以帮你一齐去完成你嘅呢啲想法。
Great, thank you so much. Before the end of our interview, Could you let us know where can we find the app? And if they want to know more about the app, where can they go?
I would say that the main resource is our website, bemyeyes.com. And you can find a direct link to the app. It's available in App Store for iPhones, Play Store, I believe it's called, for Android. And if you have any questions for me or my team, you can send an email to info@bemyeyes.com.
如果会员都想接收多啲有关 Be My Eyes 嘅资讯，都可以上到去佢哋嘅网页 bemyeyes.com， 而佢哋嘅网站都有 Be My Eyes 应用程式嘅下载连结嘅。如果大家有咩问题系关于 Be My Eyes 嘅，想问阿 Hans。都可以 send email 去 info@bemyeyes.com.
Yeah, it's a really a very good app that everyone should try it out. So thank you so much again, Hans, for your time. And we are looking forward to the new developments of the app.